Morning Briefs,
The Herald and News,
Sunrise Headlines,
your headlines now.
Good morning, Klamath Basin. It's Thursday, August 9th, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with The Herald and News. Here's a preview of some of the stories you can find in today's edition of The Herald and News. Time for your Sunrise Headlines. A ballot measure to renew a five-year operating levy for the Klamath County Museum System was filed on July 24th and will go to voters in November. The levy of 5 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation of a home has been approved by voters twice before for 5 and 3 year periods. Klamath County Museum supporters estimates the levy would bring about $229,500 in 2019 and 2020 if approved. The levy would go toward the operation of the Klamath and Baldwin Hotel Museums. The industrial and commercial warehouse buildings along Spring Street in Klamath Falls continue to come up in conversation, namely due to the area's urban renewal potential. But when property owners and city staff dug deeper, they learned something else. They're rail spur sites that Union Pacific still owns. Several of these property owners along Spring Street have come together in the interest of buying property adjacent or behind their own buildings. On Monday, Klamath Falls City Council reviewed and approved the next steps of the plan, which first came up at a Planning Commission meeting in April. The group was required to go through a subdivision land use application process due to the amount of lots proposed for boundary changes. The Klamath County Library turned loud, rowdy, and downright chaotic, but all in fun, when staff ended its annual summer reading program with what they dubbed the Summer Shindig on Wednesday at the downtown Klamath Falls branch. The event welcomes hundreds of kids who had participated in the summer reading program to celebrate with a variety of games and crafts themed around children's literature. Although participants still have until Friday to fill out their reading logs from the summer, Wednesday marked a celebratory end to a popular program intended to bridge the gap between school sessions to keep kids engaged in reading and learning. Weekly activities have been held throughout the summer, from musicians and artists to games and interactive presentations. The Oregon Tech Athletic Department is hosting an open house Friday night to show off the many facilities undergoing renovation on the campus. The event is designed to showcase the newly renovated Danny Miles Court, as well as showing fans what is in store for other athletic facilities in the 2018-19 season. At 5 p.m. on Friday in Danny Miles Court, fans and community members can mingle with Oregon Tech Athletics staff as well as student athletes while checking out the new facilities. Light refreshments will also be served at the event. Those that are interested in attending are asked to RSVP to Marketing and Promotions Coordinator Josh Wetzler. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in today's Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. You can subscribe to our daily and weekly podcasts on iTunes and Google Play Music to automatically receive each show on your listening device and check back often for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news. Good morning, Klamath Basin, and enjoy your day.